Councilmembers DeVries.
Here.
Lingy.
Here.
Benson.
Present.
Mayor Grove.
Here.
We have a call.
All right, the public hearing. So we call this, which is separate from the business agenda. Opportunity to tell the council how you think. The council should deal with the issue and why you feel the way. Occasionally, the process leading to the public hearing has included neighborhood meetings and review by one of citizens' advisory committees. In these cases, this council's intent that you have your questions answered. So, like in these neighborhood advisory committee meetings, and reserve the public hearing for statements and other questions. If you any new information that emerges from these public hearings, questions about this area will be allowed. Persons wishing to speak during the hearings must complete sign-up sheet and give it to the staff person prior to start of the meeting. Let's start our public hearing. That's you, Mr. Winter.
20 years of LASIK, now I need glasses again for a little bit. Check. Can you hear me?
Yep, Don.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Tonight we're talking about Griggs Avenue. We started this project back in December of last year with the call for the feasibility. We brought the feasibility study to the council in February and gave the notice to all the residents that are affected. About the public hearing tonight, and it was published in the paper as well. So tonight we're going to talk about the project area, the existing conditions that are out there, the normal typical section we do for projects like that within the city. Give the most important part, the cost of the project, and then the schedule, and then leave the time again for some questions if you have. The project area we're looking at Griggs Avenue is starting at Festival Foods right at the North Highway Drive, going up to Lexington Locks. Where they stopped their overlay last year, we had them overlay their portion of the project last year during their project, and then also the residential part from Restwood Grove down to Larkwood Grove. Here's some of the existing conditions. The valley gutter that I helped install back in 2001, and we knew it wasn't a great option at the time, but it's really flat in the area, and there's no way to get catch basins. And we've looked at it a few different times, but city's so flat, there's really not a lot we can do to try to get it out there. There's a storm sewer out here across Blaine. And in the 2015 project, we did put catch basins up in the top of the hill to catch the water that's coming off of Flower Field. But all the stuff coming down creeks, it's really the only option. So we've got to repair that again. Last year, Public Works did put a lot, I don't know how many tons of mix out there. It actually looks pretty good comparison to what it had in the years past. It did stick pretty well this time, but it's gonna pop out real shortly and like rust in half. So a project like this, we typically mill the 6 foot and on the edge to the curb so we can get blacktop in, and then the center of the road we just add the inch and a half as well. So this is a little bit harder to see, but showing the pitch out, milling the edge and for this project, we're going to a couple catch basins along Restwood as well in the valley gutter, so the total project cost is $205,000. City policy is the city general budget pays for 70% of the total project, and just benefiting properties pay 30% to help bring the cost down. And again, the rest of the city does use the road, so in the past, we've years ago, I used to assess 100%, but better to spread it around to everybody else, because obviously not just the residents live and drive in that street, everybody else does. So it seems like a fair way to do it, and we've been very successful in doing projects like this to spread it around. So example cost, 80-foot lot, there's some smaller ones, about $1,400. And larger, obviously, by 18.55 to the exact price for each lot. Like I said, to start, we started this project back in December. Feasibility came in February. We're tonight here at the public hearing, taking comments and looking at other options as well, if need be. If the council approves it to move forward, we'll do the plan and specs, bring those back in April, try to bid the project early May, and then of May, June, and July. With projects like this, it's been very successful in the past to give a bigger window for a contractor to do it. It's only, the catch basins are a couple days work, but like in some of the other projects, it's a half a day to mill it and then and partial day to pave it, so it's not like they need all summer to do it, but besides the project, if they can jump in and fit it, it really, we've been very successful getting good prices for Lexington and doing that. And getting it this time of year, because some of the big projects are out there and there's a lot of work out there. And in the past, when we waited till, accidentally waited till July and August, books are full at that time. So it seems to be pretty successful. So this project, August, we'll know the total cost and prepare the assessment roll and send out another notice to all the residents and all property owners that are affected for a public hearing or an assessment hearing in October. And that's when we'll get the exact cost, but it shouldn't be much different than what we have today. And then first assessment, if it's not prepaid by the end of the year, it'll be May of next year if it's put on your tax rolls. And then we'll review it next summer for the warranty. This is, I like this from back in 2020 from Jackson because they had a bituminous curb in it. Again, it looked like it was about the end of its life. And this is the, this shows the 6 to 8 foot millings on the edge to get all those pop-outs gone. And the same picture of when we paved it. And I should actually get another one 4 years later at that same mailbox to show how, you know, it's only 4 years, but we typically say it's anywhere 15 to 20 years on the first pavement and some crack sealing. And this one's been now 2021, so it's 23 years since we did anything major to this project. So getting that 20, and this has a lot more traffic than others, and others are doing a little bit better. Get pushing that 25 and maybe 28 years, and then the next overlay at that point. So it's we're in Sand Country here in Lexington. It works pretty well. Now we'll leave it up for some questions if you have or comments.
And if you could just to know, let say your name and address for the minutes.
No questions.
All right. Ronald Scholl, 8725 Greg, just around Matt.
Do you want to come to the mic?
Sure. All these curbs and streets are redone, I think, in what, initially? 2001, yeah. Still over on Verona Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
What maintenance has been done since that time at all? I know Greg has, and additionally, is there ever been a traffic study on Greg's for the volume of traffic compared to the other streets that have been Dunlap with last year, Jackson, as you showed?
We haven't been traffic studies. We don't do many here. They cost a lot of money. You know, there's a certain amount of traffic. We know the central ones load more. As far as maintenance goes, there has been crack filling. Some was sealed. Some of those sealers were trying to get away from the sealants because that was pulling some of that oils up back in the early 2000s. And then also the crack curbs are, we'll be repairing cracked curbs. If there's any settlement, like on by Festival Foods, some of those curbs will be cracked. There isn't much damage on Griggs that I can tell, except where the lower is and the valley gutter is.
All right. And actually, long range after this, what's going to be the maintenance every when touch-ups to pebbles or whatever they call it, retarring? Is there any maintenance, and what is the schedule after this for it?
That 10-year possible is a crack filling, so the cracks itself get filled in using less of the pebbles, because the pebbles, again, they can both be used, but the pebbles seem to be more of an aesthetic than a structural. So if we're losing aggregate, then there's a couple that that the city has gone out for bids for the chip sealing, because we're losing that top aggregate. And that's more of a, you know, at what point. So the crack filling, that's where the next step, and depends on how wide they are, minimal. We're going to definitely, the following year, you're going to have the same cracks. So reflective cracks are going to come through for sure. But hopefully they're minor. And then at 5 to 8 year range, to get quotes and fill those. And they're actually doing some of those projects, the joint ones with Blaine right now, over on Woodland, Restwood and Flower Field, and the Blaine project. But good questions. Thank you.
Any other questions?
We need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carry.
7:11.
So we need to call the order, need a roll call, Bill, for the regular meeting?
Yeah, we might as well go for it. Council members DeVries.
Here.
Wingy.
Here.
Benson.
Present.
Mayor Grote.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right, move on to item two, the citizen forum. This is where individuals will be allowed to address the council on subjects that are not part of the meeting agenda. Persons wishing to speak, maybe just come up, sign up, and voice your concerns. So if anybody has anything you want to talk to the council about, feel free to come forward.
We lost most of our audience.
Is something I said? Maybe.
Huh.
All right, moving on to item three, approval of agenda with changes and corrections.
I will make a motion, Mr. Mayor.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Moving on to item four, letters and communications. 4A, Centennial Lakes Police Department Media Reports, pages 1 through 11 in your packet. Anybody have any questions? 4B, North Metro TV, update, pages 12 to 19 in your packet.
I have a little report on that since I wasn't here last time. A few other things. One, North Metro TV's home movie transfer made $7,000 in December of 2023.
Wow.
In 1 month?
Yeah.
Yep. Christmas.
Yep. So the overall gross for 2023 was $23,000, which was a 25% increase over 2022 sales.
Nice.
So overall, they've made $109,000 from transferring home movies. It's becoming very popular. They also made $7,000 filming a couple of hockey games for another television network, and they're hoping to do that again next year. They were hired by the city of Cambridge to consult on their video equipment upgrade.
Nice.
That's a little bit of money for us. And they're giving Channel 15 a facelift by replacing the filler videos that run between the regular programs with news stories and sports recap videos. So it's supposed to be an exciting, fresh, local story on the air anytime you tune in.
Hmm.
It's a very popular channel. Beautiful. Also, they received the fourth quarter PEG fees. The franchise and PEG fees were slightly lower than the previous quarter, but that keeps happening over and over as people get rid of cable. But overall, we're in good shape because of the home movie stuff. They submitted the RFP to Fridley, which is we're trying to do some work for. We'll know in April if we're awarded that contract. And the money was distributed to the member cities for 2024, which I think we make about $4,000 from.
What was our check?
$2,600.
There it is. Down a little bit, isn't it? Yep, yep.
Yep, they keep going down because people are getting rid of cable. So, but that's why we're trying to get on with the... Well, it'll be coming up in the agenda, I suppose. So, that's my report.
Thank you. Move on to 4C, City Report. February 2024 update, pages 20, 27 in your packet. Nothing. Moving on to 4D, Planning and Zoning Meeting Minutes from March 12th, pages 28 and 29 in your packet.
Did you notice who attended the Planning Commission meeting? Take a look at that name if you recognize that name.
This past Tuesday.
This past Tuesday.
Oh, it's gone.
It was our friendly gentleman from Lionel Lakes.
Mm. Oh, he was there?
Yep.
I wish I'd been here.
Yep.
He also attended the Anoka County meeting.
Yep.
In our name. So.
On behalf of, we have Lionel Lakes residents operating on behalf of Lexington. How about that?
Which I ensured the county commissioners, a couple that I do know.
Sam Bennett, I just didn't know if that was the same guy.
Yep. That he is not representing the city of Lexington. The council did not tell him to go up and ask about shrubbery and all this other stuff.
Well, we did tell him he could go up there.
Yeah, we did tell him he can go up there.
He's not representing the city of Lexington.
Right.
No. We told him he could go up there, but we didn't tell him that we were going. He was going to be representing the city of Lexington.
I'm actually surprised he isn't here tonight, but.
Interesting.
Yeah.
As the saga continues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to 3E, public notice, public hearings on 2024 street improvements. 30 in your package. All right, moving on to the consent agenda. We need a motion to approve the consent items.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to action items. 3A, recommendation to approve resolution number 24-07. Resolution of support for MACTA efforts to modernize public education and government, PEG, programming, public access funding. Pages 46 and 47 in your packet.
Probably the simplest way to explain this is if we can get these PEG's fees expanded to video streaming operations that come into our community, we'll get more money. It's pretty much the basic part of it.
Pretty standard?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been approached by two different organizations that want to put, they want to do video streaming in our, they want to lay the infrastructure within our community to do video streaming online type stuff. And that's a process, because they have to put in infrastructure in our right of way. And so, you know, this makes sense because if they're going to be operating within our community like that, then they should be paying some type of fees to us. Yeah, just like any other utility pays a franchise fees, you know. So this only makes sense. And it's becoming, I think, just about every city in the North Metro area has been approached by these different companies to install this infrastructure. So,
okay.
So this will help. I think it'll definitely improve. If we can get legislation to require that of them, we might see more of that check that we get from North Metro TV that will be bigger. So.
Right, because money made from streaming doesn't pay any PEG fees like cable does.
Yep.
Oh.
So that's why the cable subscribers keep going down, all the PEG fees and stuff keep going down also, but people are streaming more, and there's no fees for streaming, even though it's the same cables running through the ground.
Really?
Yeah. So if you have Comcast and don't have actual cable, but you have Comcast internet, we're not collecting money from that. We're only collecting it from cable subscribers.
Got it. Need a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. Action item 3B, recommendation to approve resolution number 24-08, a resolution ordering improvement and preparation of plans for Griggs Avenue, pages 48 in your packet.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Action item 3C, recommendation to approve resolution number 24-09, resolution approving sale of surplus equipment, page 49 in your packet. That's all of our extra city works stuff?
Yep, we'll just put it on govdeals.com and let the chips fall where they may. That's our best luck we've had with selling used equipment. So.
Govdeals.com?
Yep.
Some of this has been around for a while.
Yeah, I was looking at that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, what's nice about this auction site is we're able to, you know, if we don't feel like we've gotten the money we should be getting, we can pull it off and we don't get charged anything. So
Okay. That's
why we haven't sold the...
They're like a reserve you put on it then?
Yep. And so we put the street sweeper on twice and we just pulled it off and said we didn't, you know, get enough.
How much do we charge for a street sweeper? Maybe I'll buy one.
Well, we'll probably be putting that on with these equipment, so if you want to bid on it, Council Member Benson, you can certainly own that.
Drive that to work.
Are you selling the old fire hydrants that we replaced?
Yeah.
No, they're
buy the old ones?
Well, the last time, would they pay a buck for...
I think $5 each.
$5, it was that what it was, yeah. But it's cheaper than taking it to a salvage yard.
Yeah, scrap.
Yeah, because then they'll charge you to scrap it. So
yeah.
Do other cities look to buy these? I mean, is that what it is at GovDeals if they need hydrants or?
We've sold it to people that just need small businesses that use equipment. You know, like our old lawnmowers and we sold the jet truck to a guy in Nevada. We sold.
The website is nationwide.
Yep.
People have sold more.
Pennsylvania, Florida. I think a guy came up from Florida to buy a couple of our lawnmowers, or was that the Pennsylvania guy? I can't remember.
And we get pretty good money. All the fees are charged to the buyer. All we do is get a check and a rebate next year.
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to buy the fire hydrants to reuse again because they're after life. That's why we're replacing them.
Yeah, decoration.
Yeah.
Decoration. I don't know what else they would use or use fire hydrant. Maybe just scrap the metal or something like that, but they can get a good price. But
oh, maybe parts. Again, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway.
All right.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Action item 3D, recommendation to approve business licenses pending background check, pages 50 and 60 in your packet. This is for the AutoZone, right?
AutoZone, yes. And so we have, now that they've applied for a business license, now they have confirmed they have a contractor, so they will be starting to remodel that building. Probably, they haven't given us a time frame, but I would imagine
right away.
Soon, yeah. So this kind of solidifies it, having an AutoZone.
I noticed that in a lot of their other communities that they moved into, it was just like
quick, yep.
Yep.
Was it?
Yep.
And their background came back fine for the franchisee, so.
Good.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Mayor.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Action item 3E, recommendation to approve special event permit, City Heat Charities, pages 61 and 62 in your packet.
And what is this?
That's the, that 4th of July.
So it's requested June 2nd.
Is that, yeah, so June 2nd when they do that motorcycle run. They come into town and they hook up with cowboys and then they move on to the next.
These are all the police officers, I think it
yep.
is.
Yep. I think they've done this for the last, I don't know.
Oh, there it is.
Ever since, pretty much since Larry's owned cowboys.
Yep.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yep.
What's that one that they had where they started out, what? Like East Bethel or something like that?
I think that's the same
one. Is that that you let me use a new vehicle and block off the intersection because you didn't have enough guys? Hmm. They ended up at the airport, I think, or the sports center.
Oh, yeah, that's that bike ride. Or
yeah, right.
One that goes through a whole bunch of...
Like a Patriot ride?
Yeah.
Is it Patriot ride?
Like
yeah,
that's the one I'm thinking about. I will make a motion, Mr. Mayor, to accept this.
I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving on to item 4, Mayor and Council input.
I have nothing.
Lexington's a great place to live, so I keep hearing.
I'm going to be gone next meeting. Chris will be taking over. I'm going to be going south for a week or so. So I don't anticipate it being a heavy agenda. So he can handle it. He'll be able to take care of it with you guys. Other than that,
let's take a really careful look at our checks next month. The meeting you come back, we'll take.
Yeah. Why is there a big finance section on the agenda?
Right.
$4.3 billion.
Right. Yes, exactly. The only other thing is also Curious Crow Company has submitted plans for a permit too. So that's they'll be filling Lake's boxing spot. And again, if you remember, they're going to have like a cafe. They're going to serve wine and beer, and then they're going to have like, I guess it's kind of a big deal. They've got like five sites throughout the metro area. And they're going to have like Dungeons and Dragons tournaments and stuff like that. And was it?
Yeah, it was me. I was mentioned it about. Well, I was looking. I didn't know who they were. Right. I was looking them up that time.
Yeah, because we were talking about that at the Planning Commission meeting. But anyway, they have submitted plans, so the building official will be reviewing those remodel plans. And
is that comic book deals?
Yeah, that there's like a bunch of things that they do.
What's it called?
Curious Crow Company. They have a website, but it's not very informative, though. But anyway.
So they only... They'll still have O'Reilly's old spot open.
That'll be the last one that's open, yeah. So
and that's basically just Halloween Express.
Yeah. So that's all. That's all I have.
Huh?
If it's okay.
Right. Any motion to adjourn the regular meeting?
I'll make a motion.
We gotta go into workshop.
Yep.
Adjourn this first.
Adjourn this. I'll second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.